I'd say word of mouth and digital go hand in hand, because often people, they might see something on a Facebook or Instagram, but it's much more powerful if a peer or friend of yours tells you about it.
I'm Reg Lascaris, and welcome to the second season of Market Share. This is where I chat to entrepreneurs and leaders who influence the way brands are built, big brands and small, as well as people who've had an impact on the marketing industry. So, if someone told you you could get your perfect body, gain strength and muscle, and that all it would take was 20 minutes a week, would you believe them? Well, let me introduce you to a husband and wife team who say they can do exactly that. Boris and Tram de Lake are founders of BodyTech in South Africa. Hi guys, and welcome to Market Share.
Hi Reg. Hi Reg. Thank you so much for having us.
Before we talk about BodyTech, tell me about yourselves. How, why, and when did you come to South Africa?
I'll start, Reg, because I was the first to arrive. I arrived in South Africa in 1997. So I'm born and bred in the Netherlands. I studied international marketing. And in 97, I came to South Africa to do an internship for a fruit export company working in marketing and sales. I was supposed to stay for 6 months. I'm still here. I'll spare you too much of the detail, but basically I got a job offer, thought I'll spend a year or two in South Africa, but I ended up working 9 years in the fruit export industry in marketing and sales, and then became self-employed in that same industry, also in marketing. And then in 2009, I met a German in Cape Town, and that changed actually my career path.
Fantastic. And Boris, how did you get here? Because you told me, I think you mentioned the story about a motorbike coming through all the way from Germany through to Africa.
That was actually only a little bit later. I came to South Africa 2007. Before that, I was working in the soccer industry in Germany for 10, 15 years. I was involved in the operation with the German Soccer Association, organizing all the national matches, Champions League finals in Germany. Then in 2006, we had the World Cup in Germany, the FIFA World Cup, and I was working for one of the FIFA sponsors. And then in 2007, I decided to change my life and started a small agency here in Cape Town in preparation for the 2010 World Cup. That's how I ended up here. The plan at that time was actually to just be here for 4 years and then go on for the next World Cup in Brazil, 2014. But then I met Sandra here, and we started a completely new business called BodyTech.
And Reg, to answer your question on the motorbike, before we started BodyTech, because I think if you're a husband-wife team and you start a business and you know that for the next couple of years, you're going to be a bit snowed under with lots of work. So we said we'd always wanted to do a trip through Africa, and Boris is a keen off-road motorbiker. So we said it's now or never. We've got to do this before we start this business. So we basically rented premises for BodyTech, left for Egypt, drove for 3 months down to Cape Town, and when we came back, the premises was nicely renovated, thanks to good friends overseeing it, and we started a new business. So, yeah, that's how it all started.
Why did you choose BodyTech? Did someone have a relationship with BodyTech in Germany before, or what made you start BodyTech?
I was in Munich on a business trip in March 2010, and a friend of mine opened up an EMS studio, electromuscle stimulation. That's what BodyTech is all about. And he invited me for a free trial. And I was like, what, 20 minutes, electromuscle stimulation? It all sounded a little bit too good to be true. Nevertheless, I tried it out and I was blown away. I had the muscle pain of my life. I couldn't walk. I flew back to Cape Town and I said to Sandra, you know what, we are not going to Brazil. I changed my career and we're going to start an EMS studio in South Africa. That's how it all started. But then Sandra thought, I lost the plot. Look at Very Mart and all these products you see there lying on the couch and getting a six-pack. It's not working.
It's not working, I said. It's not working. So Boris tried for 3 months, I think, to say, but this is it, you've got to check it out. But every video I watched, I thought, no, this can't be true. And eventually, in order to convince me, he bought me a ticket to Germany and he booked a 20-minute session. So I can say I traveled 11,000 kilometers to go and try a 20-minute session. But that's what did it. Once I experienced it, I'm a runner, and once I experienced these 20 minutes, what it does, the effectiveness of this technology, I was completely convinced that this was something we really should pursue in South Africa, where it didn't exist at the time.
When I look at the two of you, and I'm fortunate enough to have met you both look so fit. There's not an ounce of fat on your body. There's nothing. So obviously you use the product yourself. Is that correct?
Yes, 100%.
Correct.
And what does it actually do? Is it just shock the body? Or?
So it's electromuscle stimulation. It's nothing new. It's used for the last 40 to 50 years. It comes from the medical field and professional sports. So you might know the feeling if you went to the physio and you got these little pads to activate your muscles when you had an injury. That's the same concept, but the Germans took it a little bit further and built a whole jacket where you have pads for your chest, for your tummy, your back, your upper back, your lower back. We have straps for your legs, for your glutes, and for your arms. And we can activate all the muscles at the same time. And it's not lying on the couch. You're actually still exercising. So you're doing your normal gym exercise, you know, your squats, your lunges, your arm curls. It's always with a personal trainer, and it's quite a personal environment. It's only two devices. So one personal trainer with two members. And it's so much more intense because we activate all the muscles at the same time. So to your personal need, we can adjust the legs or the arms higher or lower, but doesn't matter what kind of exercise we are doing, all the muscles are activated. That's like the time saving behind it. And that's why we only train 20 minutes once a week, because it would be too intense to do it more often on a weekly basis.
So all I need to do is visit you once a week, and that's it. And I'll look like you guys.
Your strength, 100%. So we're not a cardio concept. So you'd still need to go for a little walk or a run or a cycle or whatever you fancy doing cardio-wise. But strength-related, this 20 minutes will really be very, very effective.
Do you have a diet that goes with it, or is it just purely telling people just to eat normally?
Depending on what people want, when new members come, we discuss what their goals are. And if people say weight loss is really high on my agenda, then we are partnering with a nutritionist, and then we basically put the people in touch with her in order to buy eating plans or detox plans or DNA-specific eating plans, depending on what type of nutrition the people are interested in. Because our expertise lies in strength training, we said we want to make sure we work together with an expert nutritionist rather for our members to make sure they get the best professional help all over. Yeah.
And how long do you encourage people to do this for? Is this an ongoing thing? Do you do it once a week for a year, or is it something you should do forever?
I think it's with all the sports. If you stop doing exercising, then you also lose all the benefits. So it would be a regular thing you do on a long-term basis. Also, our memberships are based on long-term agreements. So all our memberships are 6 or 12 months. We now just implemented a shorter one with 3 months, but it's a long-term commitment.
And who are you actually appealing to? Generally, I mean, who's your target market? It's a very general question, but who's your prime target market here?
It's a very good question, because it's so varied. Our youngest member is 16. Our oldest member is 89. There's a huge target market because we don't put pressure on your joints. So it's also, if you're a little bit older, you know, you don't have a weight in your hand. So it's a really, really good way of getting your strength session in. So our target market is between 16 and 89. However, 65% of our members are between 35 and 55. And the reason for that, we think, it's when you're most you know, where you have too little time, where you have a lot of family and work commitments, and you're just running out of time to go to the gym for two or three times a week. And that's, I think, why a lot of people then come to BodyTech purely from a time perspective. And if you look at the different reasons why people come to BodyTech, we always group them in three groups. So we've got people who come for aesthetic reasons. So they say, I want to tone, I want to build some muscle, lose a few centimeters. Then we have some people who are coming purely for performance reasons, who say, I'm a cyclist, I'm a keen runner, a golfer. I just want to get my cross training in. I want to get some strength training and spend more hours outdoor doing what I love. And then we have people who come purely for health reasons, people with backache, posture issues, referrals by physio. So it's those three kind of areas basically make up our memberships.
So you do get a lot of referrals from physios and doctors and things like that?
More and more. It wasn't in the beginning because the technology is old, but because it was commercialized, a lot of the physios and doctors were a bit skeptical, like, what is this? But then they started trying it themselves. We actually have a lot of people from the medical industry training with us. And I think that kind of got the ball rolling. So now we actually do get a lot of referrals. We are not a rehab center though, so we don't have our trainers are not specialized in rehab. So normally we take members in once they're done with their physio because, you know, the physio is definitely an expert on rehab, which we are not.
And BodyTech is a franchise concept. How many franchises have you got and how do you promote the franchises?
We have now 40 franchises. We opened up the first studio 10 years ago and are now running 40, mainly in Gauteng and in the Western Cape. Interestingly enough, our franchise partners are mainly former members. So they see the concept, they believe in the concept, and that's where we find most of our franchise partners.
And then how do you promote yourselves? How do you market yourselves?
Our marketing strategy is predominantly based on digital marketing. So our social media and Google is where we find most of our members. And word of mouth. I'd say word of mouth and digital go hand in hand because often people, they might see something on a Facebook or Instagram, but it's much more powerful if a peer or friend of yours tells you about it. So those are our two main marketing channels. We used to, when we started out, we did a lot of PR because we felt that we need to bring more knowledge about EMS industry to South Africa. That PR element has almost completely fallen away. So that's quite interesting. We moved over the 10 years, we moved from more PR to much more, to almost predominantly digital.
Boris, let me ask you something. You're married, you've traveled together, you live together, and you work together. How do you handle all that?
That's quite a good question. Mainly, I'll get my to-do list in the morning. And if I work it all off and manage everything, then we also have a good relationship. No, it's actually...
You get the to-do list from Sandra. To-do list.
Where are you getting your to-do list from?
I can tell you when we started BodyTech, I still worked for myself because one of us had to also still get an income because we had to start a business from scratch. And after a while, Boris said to me, I think you have to come and work in the business full time. And I was very hesitant because I thought there can't be anything more boring than working with your husband, living with your husband. All you talk about is this business. You come home, there's nothing new. And I must say, I was very hesitant to join until at some point Boris said, if you don't join now, I'm going to hire someone who heads up marketing and you'll never ever, you know, get involved. And because my dream was always I'd love to build up a brand from a marketing perspective. So I knew I had to take the plunge and it was the best decision ever. I think, my weaknesses are definitely Boris' strengths and vice versa. So I think it works quite okay.
So what does Boris do, and then what do you do exactly within the business?
Boris is the managing director of the company. His strength is definitely the operations. He's an amazing people's person, so he's definitely the best managing director we could ever have. I head up franchise and marketing, but I'm working with an amazing team. So because of my marketing background, that's more my side of the business. But as Boris says, sometimes I'd like to slip in some to-dos, even though I should stick to my department.
Do you make a to-do list up at night, or do you make the to-do list when you're angry?
As I go.
As you go. And then what do you guys do for fun?
I think we are both very active, besides Buddy Tech, cycling and running here around Cape Town. And our main thing is actually traveling. What you mentioned before, we did a motorbike trip from Cairo to Cape Town. We actually managed 3 years ago to do another trip from Amsterdam to Mongolia. And the main thing is there that we want to do it alone and not now in a group or with a backup vehicle. So we actually just get on our bike and we travel. And that gives an amazing freedom and a great experience if you also can do that with your partner on the back of the bike, I mean.
Well, I'm sure you must have some fantastic stories. Just two of you on a motorbike riding the world. That's just amazing. I mean,
Rich, I think the advantage of riding on a motorbike is that Boris is also in charge, but there he can switch off the intercom. So, you know, he knows there is no to-do list coming up because he just switches it off.
You just relax and go along for the ride. Huh?
I do.
Well, I wish you both huge success with Buddy Tech. I mean, I think it's a fantastic thing, and maybe I should try it as well, because I believe there's a Buddy Tech here in Pahl somewhere. I think you mentioned
that to me. There is, yes.
Boris and Sandra, I really hope you continue flexing your entrepreneurial muscles and help make South Africans stronger. Thank you for listening, everybody, and until next time, cheers.